This year is coordinated by Cleveland Kosher and Agudas Israel of Ohio, sponsored by Ellie's Plumbing, and also by Ephraim Sharon, Uyunishmas, his mother, Chayfruma Bas Mordechai Oleo HaSholim. This year, a lot of people are making Pesach unexpectedly for the first time, and many people who have been going to hotels for years and years are now not able to go and have to make Pesach themselves. So we have to make a number of introductions how to make this Pesach a simchadike, cheerful, optimistic yontif for all the good Hashem is going to do to us, Be'ez Hashem, in the Chodesh Abba Olem L'Toyvo. So we're going to start with 8 introductions. The first introduction is, the goal is Pesach cleaning from chametz, not spring cleaning. Pesach cleaning from chametz. Therefore, if after vacuum cleaning or sweeping, small crumbs are left on the floor, even in a car, they don't count. Number 2, if you have chametz kelim you can see in a china closet, there's nothing wrong with seeing them. As long as you tape up the handle not to use them, you're allowed to leave them as they are and seen. Number 3, it's not a year of having chumrais, it's a year of doing din. Therefore, a person should remember the following. Number 1, you are allowed to sell chametz gomer. If for any reason you feel you need chametz gomer after Pesach, which might be number of reasons for that, so you are allowed to sell chametz gomer. And even those who in other years have not sold chametz gomer are allowed this year to sell chametz gomer. Even a person who has had a minhag to have special hamish hechserim, if this year it's hard to do so or too expensive to do so, you can use regular OUP hechserim and regular other hechserim, even though they're not hamish hechserim. Number 5. All plastic and styrofoam kelim are kosher. Number 6, you should right now start confining where you feed chametz to the children, not let it scatter around the house. Next hakdama, the Cleveland Kosher Bulletin, which has a lot of Pesach information, will be getting to everyone's mailbox before Rish Chodesh. A lot of information over there, and it's available online at clevelandkosher.org. on the Pesach tab, and the whole bulletin is over there. The next halach is quite nagei l'maisa. A lot of people might end up buying new kelim for Pesach, pots, pans, knives, and forks, and there might not be facilities to be toivel them, or the interaction of people coming together might not lend itself to tefillas kelim. So if need be, you can do one of two things. You can be makne it to a goy, tell a goy to pick up the box and take possession and borrow it back. Or you can tell your family members that when you buy it in the store, you're having in mind not to take possession, it remains hefker, and you can use it till it'll come a time you can be toivel, and just mark down what hasn't been toiveled. Another thing to remember is that the Shabbos Chol Hamoed of Pesach might need some special questions about a blech. We'll mention this later on. So let's now go to the parts of the house. We're going to divide it between the rest of the house and then the kitchen dining room. The rest of the house, you should vacuum or sweep normally, and any crumbs left over don't count, like we said before. Toys of children should be visually inspected or wiped over with a cloth of cold soapy water and left to dry, and that's enough for toys. The children's garments should be washed in a washing machine, and all the toiletries should be, most of them can be used, but in our bulletin, page 20, there's a guide to which toiletries. If you're not sure you can use them, you put them away to sell them. That's for the rest of the house. On a side note, I want to mention about washing. All cloth tablecloths, even chametz ones, that are put into a washing machine with hot water and detergent become kosher l'Pesach. You can use all the tablecloths of chametz, the material ones that are washed in hot water and detergents in the washing machine become kosher l'Pesach. Now let's go to the harder parts about the kitchen and the dining room. So we have to make one introduction. Every family has to make up for themselves a changeover date, whether it's Mitzvah Shabbos before Pesach or the Sunday before Pesach. Make up a certain time that you're going to make a changeover and kashering. If you want before Shabbos, make yourself a time. Anything that's going to be kashered through heat should be cleaned and left cold and clean for 24 hours before the kashering. Pick yourself out a kashering pot, which will be a regular chometz sticker pot that's cold, it's been sitting cold and clean 24 hours, that you can has a handle that doesn't get hot and has a lid, and that you can handle it well when it's full of water. Experiment and make sure you have a kashering pot that is not too heavy, that you can with one or two hands manipulate it when it's full of water. Test it out. And that's going to be your kashering pot. And that'll go for milchiks and for fleishiks, even though it's a chometz sticker pot. Next, designate which shelves in your house are going to be taped away and sold with the chometz, and which shelves be gedon for Pesach. It's very important to mention to the ladies that all the baking goods, the mixers and the baking equipment, even the pans, should be washed like normal and put away and sold with the chometz. Even in a regular year, not a year, Shasatak, even in a regular year, even those who don't sell chometz gomer are allowed to do a regular cleaning, and the little bits of chometz that might remain are put into the drawer and taped away and sold with the chometz. And when your husband sells the chometz, he designates all cabinets, taped up cabinets throughout the house are sold, and you should not spend time scraping away at baking equipment. It should be cleaned like regular, put in a drawer, taped away, and sold with the chometz. Now, all the shelves that you have designated for Pesach use should be wiped down with a cold water rag. You put a rag in cold, soapy water and wipe down the shelves and the refrigerator and the freezer. They should all be cleaned in that manner alone, and then you can put the dishes and food right there, into the refrigerator, into the freezer, into the shelves. The other shelves that are taped away are sold, but these shelves that for Pesach use should a rag in cold water, and you wipe down the refrigerator, you wipe down the freezer, you wipe down the shelves that you want to use, and then you can put the dishes and food down. If you want to be machmir, you can put some paper down in between. Now I want to go to the oven, because before we get to any kashering, we're going to need an oven for the heat of we're going to make the oven kosher l'Pesach, and that'll help to be able to kasher the counters and the sink. So, to kasher an oven, there's two parts of the oven. There's the inside we call the oven, and the top we call the range. The inside of the oven, if you have a self-cleaning oven, it's preferable to wait 24 hours without any hot usage, but you don't really have to. But you turn it on for 3 hours cycle of self-clean, and that is the kashering for the whole inside of the oven. If you don't have a self-clean oven, so what you do is, you clean it out with an oven cleaner, or you scrub it out. You wait 24 hours, and then you turn it on 2 hours full blast, and that is the kashering. In this case, if it happens to be that you use your rex for chametz regularly, like you thaw out challis or bread on those racks, and you actually bake on those racks, if your custom is to thaw out or bake on those racks, or actual chametz goes on those racks when you thaw out your challis, then you should put a layer of aluminum in those places before you put your Pesach dishes on there, your Pesach cooking equipment on there. A kosher microwave should not be kosher for Pesach. That's the inside of the oven. The top of the oven, where the pots rest. So the whole enamel area should be covered, preferably with aluminum foil. That whole area should be covered. If you don't have enough aluminum foil to cover it, or you don't want to use aluminum foil, just make sure dishes don't touch it. But that should be covered, or dishes don't touch it. The actual four burners themselves, where you put the dishes, if it's an electric oven, turn it on full blast for 10 minutes, and that covers the area. If it's a gas one, the best thing is to put it back into your oven, your kosher oven, it's okay. Now, but they should be, again, should be cleaned and left 24 hours before it's koshering. Then you put it into your oven, 1 hour full blast, that koshers the four burners, then put them back in place, and you can put the Pesach dishes on them. Now we have a kosher oven. Now we're going to talk about how we kosher the counters around the sinks and the sinks themselves. So certain materials can be kashered or covered, and certain materials can't be kashered and must be covered. So if you have natural stone or metal counters, they can be kashered, like we explained soon. If you have formica counters or composite granite or not natural stone, those things can't be kashered, and they have to be covered. The way you cover them is you clean them and have no hot usage for 24 hours, then cover them, preferably with two layers of aluminum foil or contact paper or b'shas adchak, regular paper, but they have to be covered with two covers completely, two separate covers. That's the counters around the sink. Now, if it comes to kashering those counters, for example, if they're made of metal or of granite, natural granite or marble, then there's a way to kash them with the kashering pot we designated before. So right now I'm going to explain how to kasher the counters around the sink if you want to kasher them, and how to kasher the sink if you have a metal sink. Now, if your sink is porcelain, you have no choice of kashering. You're going to have to just cover the sink with two layers of aluminum or some sort of insert, and the dishes will not touch the sink. And not to use hot water, try not to use hot water over Pesach. Just when you come to wash dishes, Now, when you're going to come to kasher the sink has to not be used hot for 24 hours before the kashering time. And the way to remember to do that is to put a piece of tape on the hot faucet, so no one should, within 24 hours, use hot water in that sink. So now we're going to come to kasher either the counter or the sink, or both. And the way to kasher is like this. You have your kashering pot that you tested before you can use with hot water. It has a lid. Go to the bathtub and fill it up with the hottest water. Then take it back to your Pesach Dikah stove, the oven, your stove on top, range on top. And you're not going to compromise the kashrus by putting a chametz tikka pot back on there. It's not going to ruin it all, because since it's sitting cold in 24 hours, that pot will not ruin your Pesach oven. So you have water from the bathtub. You put it on the gas or the electricity till it bubbles. When you see it bubbling, you take off the lid. It takes minutes. Once it's from the bathtub hot, from the bath faucet hot, so you put it on the oven, it gets bubbly in a few minutes. So then you take it and you pour over a dry surface. Let's say it's the counter. So you pour over the dry counter, back and forth with constant flow, till you run out of water. If you run out of water, you have to dry off your new surface that you're going to now pour a second. Remember where you left off the first time, approximately where you left off. And now you go and refill from the bath faucet the hot water and put it back, and a few minutes of bubbling again. In the meantime, you dry off your new surface or counter, and now you pour a second time over the thing till you cover all your counter spaces, and that's the main kashering of the counter. Then you wash over with a cold water shmata, and that's fully, the cold water is not ma'akiv in case you didn't do it, but the main is the hot water, and then your counters are kosher. Now, when it comes to the sink, there's a sink and a faucet. The sink has to be kashered, and the faucet has to be kashered. That faucet comes over the sink, have to be kashered. So the way to do so is, you again, you pour Drano down the drain about half an hour before you want to catch to the sink to clean out any edibles over there. And then you put that your kashering pot on the fire, and the one can go both for and for fleishiks, because it's been sitting cold for 24 hours, it won't affect anything. So you take that pot and you pour it over the sink. Now there's a rim and there's the four sides to the sink. Now the easiest way to do so is you pour over the rim and like northeast. You take two, like an L. You go around like an L and you whoosh down the walls. Usually one pot will do one or two walls in one shot. The rim and whooshes down the walls, catches those walls. Then when you run out of water, you put it back and get some more water, and you dry out the new part of the sink that got splashed up, and you'll do the same thing again. You might need three or four pots to do so, but it does very fast. You go from the bath faucet to the stove, and you take it, you wait till it's bubbling on the stove, and you do it. Just wear gloves, maybe it should be easier, but if you handle it well, it's quite safe, and you pour gently over. And you might need another person there just to make sure you hit every spot. But it's not hot to hit every spot. You just pour gently over, like one big whoosh goes northeast, then southwest, then the bottom, then down the drain. And that's the way you kasher the sink. Then there's the faucet to kasher. There's one faucet. The faucets themselves, the handles of the faucet should be cleaned. Some people cover them with aluminum, but they should be cleaned. The faucet that's coming over the sink, that should be kashered by pouring over it. You just pour directly over that faucet, and it's one straight pour that goes down the whole thing. If you have a serrator that's removable, it's better to be removed and replaced or left off the Pesach. If it doesn't remove, it has to be cleaned. So again, this sink and this faucet were all cleaned 24 hours ago, and left 24 hours cold and clean. So you're pouring over this faucet, and that's kashering the outside of the faucet. Then you pour the hottest water through the inside of the faucet, and you kash the inside of the faucet. So first you pour outside, then you run water through the inside, the hottest water, and that is the kashering of that of the faucet. Then you pour cold water. You just wash over with cold water, shmata. You wash over the whole sink and the faucet, and run cold water through, and now the sink is kosher to be used for Pesach. This is the basic kashering. Now, when you do the pouring around the counters and the sinks, it can be a bit messy. It might go over the floors, etc. So it's good to have a number of bath towels around the area kashering. If you're kashering the sink, cover the counters, and this doesn't have to go all over the place. You can have towels around and on the floor, that any pouring will go into the towels and shouldn't have to mess up the whole area. Now, I want to go to the tables, the dining room and the kitchen table. We mentioned before that material tablecloths can be put in the washing machine with hot water and detergent and become kosher for Pesach. You should on each table put one tablecloth with a thin plastic over it or a thick plastic alone, and that sits there the 8 days of Pesach, the whole time of Pesach. On that first tablecloth, and plastic, or it's plastic alone if it's thick, you put the milchical tablecloth like regal, the serving tablecloth like regal. But you don't have to do the, you don't have to change tablecloths. You can use a year-round tablecloths, but there should be one sitting there with a waterproof cover, plastic cover, sitting there a whole Pesach. And then, when it comes, milchik fleishik, you change over, that one stays there forever. So the surface you use a whole year for chametz is not really open on Pesach at all. That's how you use the tables, both the kitchen and dining room table. Now, there is another detail we'd not yet talk about, because it's not relevant to many people, but this year it might be relevant to a number of people, about kashering actual kitchen utensils for Pesach. Either you buy new ones, or you kasher chametz sticker ones. So the rule is, let's say bechers. You want to go kasher your chametz sticker bechers for Pesach. They should sit cold and clean 24 hours. Get that same chametz kashering pot, put on the fire till the water bubbles, and throw bechers in one by one. or metal cutlery one by one. They sit a few seconds in the bubbling water, and that's the kashering. Then you take it to the bath and wash off with cold water, and that's the way to kasher your cutlery for Pesach. Now, there is a problem with bigger items. You want to take actual pots and pans and kasher them to Pesach. They are a bit of a challenge, because if you don't have a bigger pot to put them in, you technically, as such, can't kasher them. But there is one etz if you can't. If you don't have a bigger pot to kasher them, what you do is like this. You clean them and make sure there's nothing edible there. You wait 24 hours. You've put in some water that they shouldn't get burned in the oven, and leave them sitting in the oven for 40 minutes. And b'mokam atzorech, that can be kashering. But this is, again, only for metal pots. If it's ceramic pots or ceramic handles, those you just cannot kasher. B'mokam dechak, if you really have no etzah, plastic handles could be kashered for Pesach. If you really have no etzah out and you have to kasher it, so again, if you have a pot big enough to kasher, you put that pot that's been sitting cold and clean 24 hours on the fire, get the water bubbling, throw the thing in. Sitting in bubbling water for 5 seconds is the kashering. You can take 20 knives and throw them in. One, two, like one after the other, throw them one after the other, and they all get kashered by being 5 seconds in bubbling water. Just in case the water settles when it's bubbling, because there's so much cold stuff that's coming in, you leave the gas on till the bubble comes up again. It sits 5 seconds in bubbling water, and that's the kashering. If something, again, is too big to fit in another pot, you clean it till it's fully nothing edible there, wait 24 hours, put some water in so it shouldn't get burned from the oven, put some water in, put it in the oven, it sits 40 minutes in bubbling water, make sure there's enough water to stay there, and it sits 40 minutes in the oven, and there's water there in the pot that shouldn't burn, and if you can't do any better, that's also called a kashering. Just want to mention that the Cleveland Kosher phone number, which is in the bulletin, is available for calling every day till Pesach. And you can call my home also every day from 10:30 to 9:30, 10:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. for Shabbos for Pesach. And anything that wasn't clear can be cleared up. If somebody wants to email questions in to torahlife@gmail.com, so the emails will be taken, and there'll be another share, or you can call in for the answer for those questions. In Yitz Hashem, our chonus, all this cleaning should be inspirational. It'll clean our houses, clean ourselves, and be a kapora. And Beis Hashem, Klal Yisrael have a chag kosher v'sameach.